Thank you very much, Annie. This is an interesting question. I think that is at the forefront of most of us who are dealing with issues in the CCW, BTWC, and so on. I would say yes. I think there is wide agreement around us needing to rethink the way we do business, and perhaps a more profoundly rethink that than what we or some of us are willing to do in these fora in particular. I think you've already mentioned it, Anya. You have alluded to our focus on tangible things, right? And that's historically that makes sense, right? The way that weapons were conceived, that arms control and disarmament was conceived, and then the institutions that were built around that, the norms that were articulated around that to control these tangible things, equipment at the international level. And now I think in many regards we see a movement of concern, not only with the materialities of the technologies of violence, not only with the equipment or the materials, but also with ideas, knowledge, transfer of knowledge, creation of knowledge, and so on. And that calls into question the categories within which we work, right? And it's not only a question like, is it an autonomous weapon system or is it not? But where and when does an autonomous system begin and end, right? And can we, within the structures that we have, in the CCW in this case, even find ways to articulate an effective policy and legal response? So I think that these are the challenges. In many regards, the CCW dealing with autonomous weapon systems, to me, is like a pilot. And it grapples with issues that we will encounter in other fora, on other themes, and have dealt with, of course, chemical weapons, biological weapons, for a while now.